بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. The chapter is titled Babu Sujood al-Quran. In the Quran there are certain verses of sajda. In the Hanafi madhab it is wajib to make these sajdas. Preferable is to make it immediately. But if a person, example, doesn't have wudu, the Sahabi radiallahu anhu says, I read in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam this verse, and he never make the sajda. They explain at that time, most likely, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was not ready for the sajda, meaning without wudu, so he delayed it. But it shouldn't be delayed. If you can make the sajda, make it immediately, don't delay it. Some people are such that they're scared of sajdas. So you'll see when they're reading Quran, when this part comes, they say, hey, like, let's not read this part. Why must I make another sajda? So sajdas haven't come to punish people. Sajdas have never come to punish. It is with sajdas that the doors of hidayah open. The doors of hidayah. There is a sajda in surah, wa-najmi idha hawa. Ma dhalla sahibukum wa ma hawa. This is a very beautiful surah, especially in its eloquence, its balagha. Whole Quran is unique, but certain ayat as it goes higher, higher, higher in balagha. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam recited this surah. He was sitting in a group of the people of the Makkah Mukarramah, mushriks, but they were masters in the language, masters. So he recites surah, when najmi idha hawa. And if a person understands the meaning, especially as you come to the ending. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ اللَّاتَ وَالْعُزَّىٰ. And then, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ النَّارَ الَّتِي تُورُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْشَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْشِئُونَ. Have you seen the water? Have you seen the plantation? Are you the ones taking it out or is it us? Have you seen the sperm that makes the child grow? Is it you that making the child come out from that sperm or is it us? Have you seen this? فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَوَاقِعِ النُّجُومِ. In the end of the surah, Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَ إِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ. Surah Al-Najm. The end of the surah. How the end of the surah goes? فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَوَاقِعِ النُّجُومِ. But at the ending, Fala Uqsimu comes. I forgot the ending of the surah. But this surah is on the height of its balagha, height. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached the end of the surah, it comes in the narration, he fell in sajda. أَفَمِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ. And are you amazed at this? وَتَضْحَكُونَ وَلَا تَبْكُونَ. You're laughing, you're not crying. وَأَنْتُمْ سَامِدُونَ. You're just relaxing in life, like how a person is having a braai, passing the night. Then? And then finally, فَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ وَعْبُدُوا. Allah Ta'ala says, fall in sajda. So I read it, so all of us will have to make the sajda after we finish. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read this, he fell in sajda. Because how it came at the ending? Is this something to be like mocking? You are not crying. You are enjoying life like it's just spend the night. And as it brought it to that, when it said this, first judu lillahi, he fell in sajda. The believers fell in sajda. Al-mushrikun, the mushriks fell in sajda. Wal-jinnu wal-ins, the jinnat all listening all fell in sajda. Everyone day listening to it fell in sajda. Everyone. Later on, the news would even go so far to Abyssinia that the mushrikeen, they also have accepted Islam. One reason why the people who went for the first migration to Abyssinia returned was the news reached them that the people of Makkah all accepted. They all fell in sajda. They couldn't control themselves. All. Later on, people would ask them, like, have you become Muslim? He said, no way. He said, you made sajda. Then they started making stories. They said, no, when he was reading it, he read about our idols. You never hear him. And he said, our idols, the intercession will be accepted. So they made stories, and that story spread so far. The people of Abyssinia came back. What a journey to come back from Abyssinia. And as soon as they reached the shores of Makkah Mukarramah, they heard nothing. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was hurt, very hurt, because he had so much hope when he saw all in sajda. But the power of this verse, everyone fell in sajda. Everyone. A sahabi radiallahu anhu said, I was there on that day. I saw how the people fell in sajda. Everyone fell in sajda. He says, yes, there was one person. His pride did not allow him to fall in that sajda. He says, so when everyone fell in sajda, he also wanted to do something. But he never had that himmat. He was running away from the sajda. So he says, he took some sand or some stone and he put it on his head like this. That sajda means put your head on the ground. So he took the ground and put it on his head. The sahabi radiallahu anhu says, I saw on the battle of Badr. Some of them write that the way he is saying it is that in that group, whoever fell in sajda, Allah gave all of them iman. He says, but this one, I saw him on the battle of Badr, he was killed as a disbeliever. He ran away from sajda. It's not something to run away from. So these sajdas of Quran, whenever it comes, it's not something to duck. It is really something amazing. To be able to make a sajda, following the Anbiya alayhimus salam who made sajda on that occasion. Allah Tawarukal has mentioned something, make sajda. Allah praises the people who make sajda. It always has some unique meaning. So in the narration, and it's the most unique narration, a sahabi radiallahu anh, he has a dream. He sees himself in a dream making sajda. He's making sajda next to a tree. So in the dream when he falls in sajda, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anh narrates, a man comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, last night I saw, I was performing salah behind the tree. I fell in sajda. فَسَّجَدَتِ الشَّجَرَةُ لِسُجُودِ The tree upon my sajda also fell in sajda. Although this is a dream, but in the world, the only thing that we don't see is this tree falling in sajda. Otherwise, everything is in the tasbih of Allah. Only we can't see the movement. In the dream, you sometimes see what the thing would want you to see. We can't see it, but... So there are some people who climb a tree. Some people will swing on a tree. Some people take pictures of a tree. And there's one person who makes sajda next to a tree. The tree is not bothered of the one swinging, the one taking a picture, the one climbing. But that individual who makes sajda by a tree, the tree immediately starts joining him in the sajda. You must understand this. Whenever you get a chance to perform salah outside, then look at the area around you, you'll see a mountain. You see some grass. And think of this narration where one mountain said to another mountain, that today were you as fortunate as me. The other mountain says, what happened? He says, a man passed me and he remembered Allah as he passed me. Said, I enjoyed the name of Allah as he went past. Me and you will never understand how they appreciate the tasbihat of man. If ever you have to read salah outside, look around you. And then understand that all of that, that grass, that tree, that flower, you're just waiting for someone to make Allah zikr. Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam used to do it, Allah showed it, the mountains would join him. Ya jibalu awwibi ma'ahu wa tayr, the birds would join him. But Allah tabaruk ta'ala took away that day because the exam is on. If you had to see the mountains joining us in tasbih, everyone would be making tasbih. He says, in the dream I saw it. I made sajda and the tree fell in sajda. Then he says, I heard the tree making a zikr. This is a zikr for those people who have understanding of the language. It's something nice to remember. Especially for sajda itilawa. Especially if it is the surah, which is surah Sa'd, which speaks of Dawood alayhi salam sajda. And it can be for every sajda. Of sajda itilawa. He says, I heard the tree saying, Allahumma, uktub li biha indaka ajra. You know the meaning, it's easy to remember the dua. And because of the sajda, write for me by you a reward. Uktub li biha indaka ajra. Wada'anni biha wizra. And on account of this one sajda, take away that burden of sin for me. So first one, oh Allah, write, uktub for me, uktub li biha indaka ajra. And then wash away, wipe away, push away from me this burden. Ba'anni biha wizra. Two. Third one, make the sajda for me by you as a provision. وَجْعَلْهَا لِي عِنْدَكَ ذُخْرَ. So اللَّهُمَّ اكْتُبْ لِي بِهَا عِنْدَكَ أَجْرَ وَضَعْنِي بِهَا وِزْرَ وَجْعَلْهَا لِي عِنْدَكَ ذُخْرَ. And finally, accept it from me like how you accepted from your servant Dawood alayhi salam. وَتَقَبَّلْهَا مِنِّي كَمَا تَقَبَّلْتَهَا مِنْ عَبْدِكَ دَاوُودِ. This is hard if you don't know meaning, if you don't know the Arabic language. But to understand in that sajda, make something, even the tree. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that day read a verse of sajda. They say it was surah Sa'd. Thumma sajada, he fell into sajda. I heard him wa huwa yaqulu mithla ma akhbarahu rajul. Exactly what the man had told him, he heard the tree saying, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the sister speak. He was saying the same thing. Oh Allah, write it for me by you as a reward. And with the sajda, take away this burden. And let it be a provision for you. And accept it from me like how you accepted it from your Nabi Dawood. We will see many sajda itilawas as we read Quran. When you see it, don't run away from it. It is not something to make as an extra burden. To say, I've already got qadhas of sajda itilawat, 50, 100, 200. Ask a hafiz, when he finishes his hifz, like, what's your thoughts? He says, Lord sajda itilawat. So first thing he says, Lord sajda itilawat. So we tell him, after every salah, everyone is going away, make 5 sajda itilawats. Just carry on making your qadhas. Don't run away from the sajda. It was that one sajda which mushrikeen, non-Muslims made. And Allah tabarak ta'ala, according to what it seems, a sahabi saying, all were blessed with iman before the battle of Badr. As for the one whose pride never allowed him to put his head down, that he could only take a stone and bring it up, Allah tabarak ta'ala never let that head go down after that. Said, I saw him killed in the battle of Badr. One sajda can sometimes open up the doors of our hidayah. Allah tabarak ta'ala make us amongst those. Some scholars have mentioned, in Nurul Ida it is mentioned. It is a hard amal, it's not a hadith, it's not a sunnah. It's an amal of some of the mashayikh. They said that man who got some issue and he needs his dua accepted. They always had these amals. He said then he must gather the ayat of sajda. And he must read all of them. And then he must make sajdas for all of them. And after making those sajdas, then he'll lift up his hands and make dua. So he wrote it. Most likely he tried it. That's why he said it worked. I never tried it. So I'm telling you straight, I never tried it. But because he said it worked for him, inshallah, it will work for you also. But then you'll have to gather all those ayat. Then you're only reading. I will prefer a person reads the entire Quran. In that all those ayat come, you make the sajda, you make the sajda. When the khatam of Quran comes, you got all those sajda itilawats, and you got the rest of the Quran, and you lift up your hands and you make dua. But we do not run away from sajdas. We will never know which sajda it is that will open up the doors of hidayah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.